The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And I heard Rob Manfred today say it was never going to be more than 60 games, no matter what the players offered. Like,
Then why did you go through all this?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was stupid, but that's baseball.
Who says that out loud anyway?
Yeah.
Like, why would you, after all your game's been drugged through the mud, now you're like, oh yeah, we were never really negotiating. It was always, we were never going to play more than 60. Like, that seems like an odd thing to pull out of your hat now. Can we agree so far A&M can't be happy with return on investment on Jimbo?
I still think that they're still cautiously optimistic.
17-9 so far through 2 years with old Jimbo.
Yeah, I think they expect more. I mean, of course you expect more, but you're also, look at it in context, you're up against Alabama in there, and you just had to play one of the all-time great college football teams last year.
Yeah. Is it maybe that A&M is just not, it's no longer a major football player?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, it wasn't all sports. There was some sports in there. That's what you just heard. It's all available on podcastarena.com. And nobody's quite nailed the word. Like, the woke hipster is the best I can do, says one guy. That doesn't quite do it.
Because it has nothing to do with my political beliefs. Woke has nothing to do with it.
Douchebag, that's not fair. That's not really bougie. That's probably close. Yeah, as I'm hearing AJ, the pool scene from Caddyshack popped into my head. Drain the whole pool over a candy bar. Yeah, I could see AJ doing that. So, no, elitist, that's not fair. It's not really elite. Privileged, maybe, but that's not the word. There's a word. I don't know what it is.
Let's just skip on.
I think.
Why am I being belittled when there was a criminal?
It's not that you're being belittled. It's what you're purchasing makes you look like a certain kind of person. I mean, honestly, could you come? You had to have made up that list, because if you didn't make that list up, it's almost perfect.
I wish I had.
Yeah, well, I mean, a dog backpack. I've never even heard of a dog backpack.
Well, they exist, I assure you.
Hey, listen, we buy some stuff, too, that make us look kind of bad. I'm not going to lie about that. But you know, the other day we had to go, somebody wanted coffee, and she has to have beans that you have to grind, right? We had to go to three different places, and she couldn't find a dark roast. And she only wanted to go to little coffee shops. Not like, oh, well, let's go to the store. They might have that. No, I want to go to this coffee shop. Very, very similar, I think. But you know, her thing is she likes gadgets. Like, we have, like, all kinds of weird gadgets that she buys. Like she's got Roomba on two of the floors and a trash can that opens automatically and just little stuff like that.
I mean, that's fancy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's fancy, but it's not stuff I would ever buy. It's just, I would not order a trash can that opens automatically when your hand goes over it.
Well, I wouldn't either.
So, yeah. But whenever you put artisanal in front of something, it just... All right, let's mix it up a little. Did you have something you
wanted? Well, I was going to see if you saw that that FedEx has basically told the Redskins, hey, you need to change the name.
Yeah, I did see that.
And why, if you remember FedEx, the reason why they would have a say is their name's on the stadium.
Yeah, well... At this point, we're going to see a lot of this.
And that was a $205 million naming rights deal.
And in the Ronaverse, do you not think that at some point, a lot of these companies just want out of those anyway?
Yeah.
And now you got
to. Now you're giving them a good reason.
Yeah. So, I don't we think it's time? I mean, don't you think it's time to change that name?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a Aaron. Maybe you can find this because I wanted to go through the I don't know if you saw this, but Metallica did a bracket for the fans of all of their best songs. Okay, this one's better. Never mind. Well, no, it doesn't tell me who won, but it's really hard to read. But I kind of wanted to go through some of the.
Well, I heard about this. I know who won the.
Do you agree with your victor?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what my favorite is. That's a tough one. And Master of Puppets is the one that won the poll.
Which I great song. I just don't think it's their best.
I would say I really like One.
One was my choice, and that lost in the finals to Puppets.
And I also like Sanitarium, which is it's Welcome Home.
Yeah.
In parentheses, Sanitarium. And honestly, the leadoff song on the Master of Puppets album is Battery, which I also think is a pretty badass song.
Sandman was one of your final four.
Yeah, I mean
that's a popular one. Fade was on.
Inner Sandman's the most popular one, certainly.
Yeah,
and if you asked, if you didn't pull only Metallica fans,
right,
that's probably what would have won.
Well, it made it to the final four, but it did not win. And I was good with and then Sandman did beat Seek and Destroy in the Elite Eight, which I don't know about that one.
Seek and Destroy, which is never played the same in any show. They always change it up.
Unforgiven made it to the Elite Eight, as it were. But I don't have any problem with those two being the finalists. I would have voted for One, and I don't know where Crash Course was on here either. I can't find it. That's another one I like quite a bit. Just in case you're curious, it came down to One versus Master of Puppets.
Was there no post haircuts Metallica on this list?
Oh, I think there were post haircuts. They just didn't get out of the first round.
What about King Nothing? When it all crashes down and you break your old crown.
I'm sure it's on here. It got to the third round, actually.
That's pretty good. People hate anything post haircuts, which is like Fuel. That album, when Fuel came out, people were pissed. A lot of people were already pissed at the Black album, but it had so much commercial success that
you couldn't really...
You couldn't fault them. It was like, all right, well, they've made it now. They're big stars now. But then when Fuel came out, and they're like, oh no, well, now they're acting like big stars.
Hardwired right. made it to the second round and then lost to Sanitarium.
Okay. Sanitarium, better song than Hardwired to Self-Destruct. I do love Metallica. Mm-hmm. I would vote. I think Metallica, one of the five greatest American rock bands of all time.
Agree. Agree 100%. And
certainly one of the five most accomplished.
Yeah.
I guess I don't even know who else would be in the discussion as far as Aerosmith, I guess, would be in the discussion as far as accomplishments. That's about it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how much Aerosmith's actually done in terms of set. But if you just want to talk about greatest American rock bands, I think that's two of them in the conversation. I still put Guns N' Roses in that conversation, even though they didn't have the long career that those guys did. They were, when they were at their best, I think that's one of the best we've ever produced.
I think Creedence Clearwater Revival belongs in that conversation.
Certainly needs to be discussed. And I know the Doors are always in there. I know you're not a Doors fan.
I'm not a Doors guy.
But the Eagles.
The Eagles are probably, they may be up there too with the most accomplished as well. But they also keep changing around their guys. So I don't know. It's tough.
They haven't. They only did that. Well, there was a stretch where I guess, what was the band that was basically the farm team for them? That
they just kept taking guys from them? Yeah. I don't know what it was.
I can't remember them. And that band actually sucked. It was horrible.
So the Eagles, Aerosmith, Metallica are for sure.
I put Guns N' Roses on there, and I believe they belong in there.
Like, I think about Guns N' Roses. I'm like, would I put Guns N' Roses ahead of Van Halen? I don't know.
I think they were a better band. I mean, Van Halen, more success, certainly. But then which Van Halen is it? Or do you combine the two Van Halens?
That's a good question.
Van Halen also in that conversation. But I don't see the... And what's funny is you could go have this conversation in England and you're going to get 40 bands that are, or 40 musicians. And we're probably looking at 5, 6, or 7 that we're having serious conversation about.
And there will be people that argue for, well, just like people that argue for the Doors, there will be people that argue for the Ramones. Yeah. There will be people that argue for the Beach Boys because they had a lot of commercial success, especially, like, you know, they're old people, but still, they were a big time deal. I'm trying to think if there's any like more modern bands that would be in that discussion. I guess maybe Pearl Jam.
They'd be the closest. I mean,
or Foo Fighters.
Yeah, but they're not. I don't think you can put them with the ones we mentioned here. I mean, they may be top 10. What about Lynyrd Skynyrd? Nah. Sorry.
You know who else people will argue for? The Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I'm no.
Another band people will argue for that I firmly disagree with is REM.
Yeah.
Not
bad, but not. I don't think they're on the level of the guys that we've talked about so far.
What about ZZ Top?
Boy, that one has a warm spot in my heart.
Same here. Where one of my five favorite. I don't know if they would be a consent. Like, maybe ZZ Top to me, like, they may be like what Guns N' Roses is to you.
No, ZZ Top's kind of that to me, too. I mean, I said I got my opportunity to play in L.A. because of ZZ Top. But, yeah, five personal favorites, absolutely. But
here's one. Tell me if this counts, because this is like a super group, but Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And even Crosby, I guess Neil Young's Canadian.
Neil Young's Canadian. Yeah, we got to get him out of here.
But Crosby, Stills, and Nash, pretty good.
A Southern man, don't need him around anyhow.
Also a good band, The Band.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like the consensus best one for a long time. But that was a pretty short run.
I think I would also make a vote for Rage Against the Machine, although I know a lot of people don't like that. Fleetwood Mac is tough because a lot of them are American, but I still feel like they're a British band.
Yeah. Somebody says Boston. Nah, not for me. AJ and Fred, you are smoking something. Actually, no, but I'd like to.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Metallica is great, but Greatest Five? Come on, step back and look at bands.
Dude.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
I've got Ranker pulled up. We'll go over the list right next.
I mean,
the top
also,
ones that people have voted.
And I mean, I'm telling you, look at Metallica's had a long, long career of success.
Okay, and guys, I'm getting Rush, the Rolling Stones, and AC/DC.
None of them
American bands. Only American bands. Period.
Shame.
That's the conversation. So, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You know, the Eagles' Greatest Hits was the biggest seller of all time until Michael Jackson's Thriller.
That's wild.
And that wasn't until after he died that Thriller passed them. That's pretty amazing. And, boy, they had a nice run. I cannot remember what that damn band was that all those that, there were two or three members that they added that were in that band. It was like a farm team, and you would have thought they'd have been pretty good, and they really weren't. All right, hit us, Aaron. By the
way,
this beer's really good.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. This is according to Ranker, where people can just go and you click upvote or downvote. According to the greatest American rock bands, number one, the Eagles.
Okay.
Number two, CCR.
Okay.
Number three, The Doors.
Mm. All right.
Number four, Aerosmith. Number five, Van Halen.
Okay.
Number six, Beach Boys. Number seven, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, see, that's one I thought of on the break. It's like, yeah, Tom Petty should be. Do we count the Beach Boys, though, as rock?
They're not rock to me, but, I mean, there's some people who don't think the Beatles are a rock and roll band, like, because they didn't, like, they were a pop band when they started.
Yeah, well, but then they evolved into.
But they also were a pop band that wrote all their own songs, played all their own instruments, so it's not like they were, you know, the Backstreet Boys.
All right.
Number eight, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Number nine, Nirvana. Number 10, Journey.
Journey over Metallica?
And Guns N' Roses?
Number 11, Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, Jimi Hendrix experience, they were a bunch of British dudes.
Yeah, because if you're going to take Jimi Hendrix, he's got to be way up higher than that.
Number 12, Metallica.
Okay.
13, ZZ Top.
Okay.
14, Heart.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
No.
And number 15, Pearl Jam.
Okay. I mean, Pearl Jam, I do think, is a reasonable.
Man, if you don't have Guns in your top 15, then.
Now, I did find another
Guns
article.
Guns N' Roses for sure ahead of Heart, and ahead of Journey, for that matter.
Yeah. I did find another article.
And I'm not even like a hardcore Guns N' Roses guy, but Journey? I might put Red Hot Chili Peppers above Journey.
Don't stop believing, AJ. Oh, man. Yeah, okay, Poco was the name of the band.
You know what, who you didn't mention, and I was like, oh, I bet they would be on that list. Bon Jovi, I would have thought, would make some lists.
Motley Crue?
Nah.
I mean, they had a pretty damn good run. I mean, they weren't great, but some of those bands on there aren't great either. But, yeah, I bet if you did the British list, we'd be laughing at.
I mean,
according
our
to this Ranker article, Bon
our
Jovi
list is embarrassing
is,
compared to to
47.
Ooh.
Well, I did find.
I'm not
article,
like a big
though.
Bon Jovi guy, but I figured that would be high on the list. What about Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band? Does that count?
They have him at 31.
Ooh, that seems disrespectful.
Behind Kiss.
Oh,
come on.
Bruce Springsteen's behind
Listen,
Kiss?
I have been on record as saying I think Bruce Springsteen's overrated, but he ain't below Kiss, man. Come on. And boy, a lot of people love that Tool.
Yeah, a lot of people do like Tool. It's not for me, but.
Jason on Facebook said.
Tool is a band. They're one of the bands that I liked when I was a kid, and I like less now.
Yeah, they never did much for me. I mean, there are a couple songs that I like, but, you know. Really good live, though. And, guys, again, American bands. Black Sabbath is not American. Just because, I mean, all you got to do is listen to Ozzy talk, right? Definitely not American.
Jason on Facebook said Steve Miller Band.
That's not bad.
They do have some good hits. Like, they've got more big hits than you would think.
And he still got it live.
Yeah.
Last time I saw him years ago.
Bass Pantera. Pantera's in my personal top.
I like Pantera a lot too, but they don't have enough albums to put together something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd rather have a definitive list that has criteria done by experts as opposed to here's what people did with thumbs up, thumbs down, because we know people are stupid and we don't trust people.
It's true.
So can you find something like that for us? That would be, you know, that would be the thing I would like to go with. Squeeze Tony on while we're waiting for Aaron to find that. Tony, go.
What's happening, guys?
Sports is happening.
Sports is always happening. Well, hopefully happening. I'm just going to throw one in before I give you my idea of where this conversation should really be going, but I definitely would throw Bad Company into the mix.
Not American. Paul Rogers was English.
Greatest Americans.
But if we're going to rate the best American bands, we need to also consider top five American bands with the best strip club songs. So you got to throw Guns in there. You got to throw ZZ, you got to throw
Nine Inch Nails.
You know, yeah, you got to go think about, let's throw that out there. Who's got the most best strip club songs as an American band? And that's all I got.
That's a different conversation, certainly. Yeah. Pour Some Sugar on Me. I guess Def Leppard falls into that. And so does Cherry Pie by Warrant. Good strip club song.
You know what?
And Genuine. He's not really a band, but Pony is always a good strip club song.
I wasn't a big Warrant guy, but I really liked that song of theirs, Uncle Tom's Cabin, because it told a story. I always liked that.
Yeah.
I liked that song a lot. But like Cherry Pie and the other stuff, I didn't really care for. And yeah, Pepper nailed it. Said both Randy Meisner and Timothy B. Schmidt were in Poco before the Eagles. Schmidt actually replaced Meisner in both bands. So yeah, that was the band.
Marilyn Manson also some good strip club songs. Yeah, that could also be because I like if I were in the market for a stripper, I would want a damaged one. And usually that's, you're getting Nine Inch Nails, you're getting Marilyn Manson.
No, November Rain.
No.
If you need to grind it out.
November Rain is good if you're getting a lap dance.
Well,
like
that, yeah. That,
22
that's,
minutes.
Well, I assume that's what he meant by strip clubs.
Well, I'm thinking more of like what you see him dance to, like on stage.
No, I don't. I'm talking about on my lap.
Okay. The Traveling Wilburys, they won't count as American, right? Even they were formed in America, but because like Jeff Lynne and George Harrison are British, they can't be counted.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big chunk of the band.
Because Bob Dylan and Tom Petty and Roy Orbison are Americans.
Yeah.
That's a pretty, I mean.
But it's not the whole band.
And also, I mean, they put together like just a couple albums. So, yeah. But that's probably the most talented group of guys ever to play music together or up there.
Yeah, super groups are kind of tricky. But yeah, Tom Petty definitely should be really high on that list. So have you found one yet, Aaron?
So I'm not 100% sure on who Harry Fletcher is, but over at the UK Standard, he made a list.
Harry Potter?
Harry Fletcher?
Oh.
His cousin.
It's like a Horcrux in there or something?
Of the top 25.
American bands?
Yes.
A British guy did this.
I believe so. I'm guessing he's
now
British.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I kind of think he probably, you know, they do rock better than us.
Now I'm
no
intrigued.
Question.
You want me to count you down 25 to 1?
Sure.
Number 25, Chili Peppers.
Okay.
That actually sounds fair. So far, so good.
24, Foo Fighters.
Maybe a little low, but belong on the list.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
I do love them.
22.
That seems low if you're going to,
yeah,
I mean,
if
honestly,
you're going to count them.
22, The Doors.
Okay, that seems fair. But I would still put Crosby, Stills, and Nash ahead of The Doors.
The English do not like The Doors. I can tell you that much. I don't know why, but they're not fans.
21, Van Halen.
Too low.
20, this is going to piss you off, Blondie.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That's about right for her, but she shouldn't be ahead of Van Halen.
19, The Birds.
Okay, that's a little before my time.
I do like The Birds. It's good tunes.
18, Velvet Underground.
Not my
a little cup of tea, that's I mean, they should be in the top 25, but they should not be ahead of, yeah.
Not ahead of Van Halen.
No.
17, The Pixies.
That's not bad.
I still think it's a little high.
A little high.
16, The Band.
Okay.
15, The Strokes.
Oh boy. Okay.
14, Pearl Jam.
Okay.
13, Metallica.
I think low for Pearl Jam.
Yeah, honestly. I think low for Pearl Jam and obviously low for Metallica.
12, Steely Dan.
I hate Steely Dan.
I hate Steely Dan more than I hate my ex-wives. Ugh.
11, Talking Heads.
I hate Talking Heads.
I don't mind them there, but I mean they're too high compared to some of the bands below them. I think if you put Metallica and Van Halen ahead of them, I don't mind them at 11. I bet
they still could be in the top 25.
Yeah, yeah, they could be top 15. It's just the bands they're ahead of. It's kind of silly.
Number 10, Rage.
Okay.
I'm for that.
I'm down with that too.
Number 9, Bon Jovi.
Rage Against the Machine better than Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I think Bon Jovi more financial.
They're halfway there, but living on a prayer.
Number 8, Fleetwood Mac.
That's a British band. I don't care what this guy says.
Yeah, I'm going to take that one out.
Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks are are American.
Yeah, and they were banging for a while.
Right, but so. The band formed in England, and then they moved to London, and they picked up those two guys, or that guy and that gal, and that's when they got big, but they're most of the band is British. I can't count them.
Number 7, the Ramones.
Okay. No problem with that.
Number 6, Guns N' Roses.
Okay, no problem with that.
Number 5, this will piss you off, R.E.M.
No.
Well, it doesn't piss me off. Again, I think they should be on the list. It just seems high, that's all.
Number 4, the Eagles.
Okay.
Feels low.
Number 3, Aerosmith.
Okay. Okay.
Number 2, the Beach Boys.
Oh, I was thinking that's where they were going to go with number 1.
Mm.
I don't think you're going to guess number 1.
I probably won't, because I've been trying to think, like, you marked off all the ones that... Did you say Creedence?
Don't believe I did.
Well, I mean, that's the fact. If they're not in the top 25, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't know if they should be number 1, but that would be my guess of the best band that's been left off this list.
And the number 1.
Thank you.
Nirvana.
I mean, listen.
I mean, they should be on the list. They should be on the list, but. And they were groundbreaking, no question, but they were not even the best band of that.
They weren't. Pearl Jam is a better band musically than they are.
Soundgarden was a better band.
Alice in Chains is Stone Temple Pilots.
Stone Temple Pilots, yeah.
Not on the list. That's kind of BS, too.
Hmm.
What about Limp Bizkit? What about Shinedown?
I wouldn't put them on any of those lists. I mean, I like them, but they're not top 25.
Damn.
Limp Bizkit. Just one of those days. Everything sucks. Interesting.
Sean says you don't consider Megadeth one of the greatest American bands. I don't think so. I like Megadeth fine, but
I like Megadeth a lot, but.
Justin K says Ted Nugent. What about the Insane Clown Posse?
Didn't they win? They won our worst band ever bracket.
They did.
So I don't know that they could go into the top 25.
I think people are coming around on them now, though.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Taxes are due. Do my password begin with a 1 or a 2?
Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 281 keeps trying to push that... I know they're not American, but Rush, they all had their original
Rush
members.
Sucks anyway. And they're Canadian.
Metallica's changed personnel along
They've
with changed most
They changed one position.
Guess what? I hate to break
it's
it to you.
It's because he died.
Well, can I just throw this out there? The recently departed Neil Peart was not the original drummer of Rush.
Uh-oh.
So, yes, that's not exactly accurate, sir. See, I'm looking for somebody mentioned Allman Brothers. That's a pretty good omission from that list. What about Kid Rock? LOL. I don't know that he fits the genre technically.
Yeah, I don't either.
But and just sorry, Rush guy, but if we're having best Canadian band conversation. I know they're the most successful. If on my personal list, April Wine is number 1. But that's
you
just
love
me.
That April Wine.
Yeah, I love that April Wine, man. Those guys they like to rock, as the song goes. And they had some big hits for a while too, Sign of the Gypsy Queen, Tragically Hip, Where the Guy Died, which helped me win our Deadpool. They were huge in Canada. Not as quite as huge around the rest of the world. There's one thing that they do right up there that, I mean, we can't do it here because we have too many people, but they have what's called the Canadian content law. So Like, if you own a rock station, like if I were to go up there and buy a really cool rock station, 60% of the songs would have to be from Canadian bands.
What does that apply to?
To pretty much everything. So like 60% of the content has to be Canadian generated.
But it doesn't apply to like the Raptors.
What do you mean?
Like, imagine if 60% of their roster had to be Canadian.
No, 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 no. I mean, we're talking about entertainment, not a basketball team. But if you run any radio station up there has to have 60% Canadian based content, which is why I could never work up there until I sat out for a year, which I talked about. But it's kind of cool because it gives bands a chance to actually get played on the radio. And that's why proportionately they have a lot more comedians, actors, and musicians than we do, because that law exists that gives them an opportunity. Now, it really sucks if you're an American trying to get a job in radio in Canada.
Yeah.
So, which I'm...
But you are married to a Canadian. That doesn't count.
I would have to go up there, sit out for a year, and get my citizenship before I could do it. And I'd have to get a... There's probably a way if they really wanted me, which no one does. I mean, let's start with that. There's not a station up there that wants me. But I could probably work with another Canadian and get a special dispensation as long as they're doing a certain amount of the content. So, and
can we change up the topic here to something I think is very important, and I want to know your opinion on it?
Sure.
The face mask controversy is everywhere, right?
I thought we were done with that. I think
most people have now accepted that it's just part of the deal. Here's someone that is not happy about it. Nudist colonies. If you're at a nudist colony, or if you're wearing a face mask, are you actually nude?
No, but I if I were to be the kind of person to go to a nudist colony, I'm not worried about seeing your mouth until later. I want to see the goods, right? That's what I'm going there for, so I don't see what the problem is.
Well, amongst the gripes are mask tan lines. So they are worried about that. And apparently it's a big hang up for a lot of nudists, which is kind of funny. But nudist colonies are holding to their guns here and saying, listen, we can't worry about this. The important thing is we can't pass around coronavirus. So I give them credit. But they do say vitamin D helps fight COVID. So maybe walking around naked is good for them.
Do they not wear shoes ever?
I don't think so. At a nudist colony, I think it's all like maybe you wear some flip-flops.
I've never been to a nudist colony or seen one, so I can't really comment. But it just you're probably a little bit off if you like doing that anyway. So
I'm going to insult the probably two listeners. To call in and give us their opinion.
I'm looking at this picture, which is from the Solaire Recreation League, Woodstock, Connecticut, Family Nudist Resort, part of the AANR, which is the American Association for Nude Recreation. They are wearing masks. Most of them are wearing some kind of shoes, like mostly like flip-flops. Many are wearing sunglasses, which I would think is also not nudity if you're wearing sunglasses, right? And many of them are wearing hats.
So okay, then I think then no problem.
Listen, hats, sunglasses, and shoes, the reason why you wear those, for protection from the elements. Either you don't want to step on something sharp, or you want to protect your eyes from the sun, so you wear hats and sunglasses. Masks are for protection. I think that they should be accepted at nudist colonies.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is.
You would never go to a nudist colony, huh?
Well, no one wants to see me nude. No one. It's not. It would be gross. I'm the kind of person that would probably go, but I'm not doing it for that reason. I don't want to make people throw up.
Lamont brings up a good point. No prince in the revolution.
See, I guess I don't consider Prince rock. But then I don't consider Beach Boys rock either.
Well, we just said the greatest American bands.
Well, I just assume you meant rock bands because I don't care about anything else.
Well, but yeah,
he should be on that list then if we're going that way.
I mean, I think Prince was like, you could have called them funk, which falls under rock.
Sort of. But that's the thing. Once you start defining, if we're just going to say greatest American bands, yes, should be on the top, certainly top 25.
Yeah.
Over some of those bands.
Imagine someone go, like, after Prince died, the band announced reunion shows. Like, who would go see the Revolution without Prince?
Crickets.
Yeah, not me. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm with you, Lamont. They should have gotten more respect.
Yeah.
And especially in 2020, where the black man can't get a fair shake, you would think Prince would be, you know. That's on Fred, honestly. He should have mentioned them earlier.
Why me? Prince is from your era.
No, that's not true. What was, let's see, Prince... His years, he started before I was even alive.
So, most of these guys did. Almost everybody we've talked about.
That's true.
Somebody mentioned nobody rocked the Super Bowl halftime show like Prince. Dude rocked the...
Oh, that, Prince was the best.
That was a fantastic...
Halftime.
Well, I still say U2 after 9/11 was the best halftime show I've ever seen.
I liked Nelly.
Says only thing mandatory at a nudist colony is a towel for sitting. Anything else is optional.
All right then.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I know we have people who go to nudist beach around here that listen to the show because everybody, we have a wide range of listeners who listen to the show and, including some really dumb ones, but that's okay. Yeah. Like the Rush guys all pissed at me. Keep being an ass. We listen to Keep Your Paycheck Alive. You were wrong. You were wrong about something.
It's okay.
And if you consider that being belittled.
Rush is Canadian.
And he says, you're extremely wrong for Rush's duration. What are you talking about, extremely wrong? Other than they changed drummers early on? You know? I mean, sorry that you were incorrect.
They follow the rule of Fred. What Fred was talking about was 60% has to be Canadian. Geddy Lee... Neil Peart, both Canadians. Alex Lifeson, Canadian.
What?
They're all Canadians.
Well, the one thing I'd say about that band, which I know you don't like them, but maybe the best collection of three musicians of any band. I mean, Geddy Lee is one of the best bass players in the world. Neil Peart, in my opinion, the best drummer in the world. Alex Lifeson, certainly a top 10 guitarist. To have that kind of talent doesn't mean that they write music that people like, but just as far as pure musical talent and ability to play their instruments.
But there's no way anyone would call them American.
Well, no. He's just trying to get love for the band and bitch at me in the process.
Which... The truth is, I don't like Rush. Even if they were American, I wouldn't like Rush.
But, hey.
I get that some people do, and that's okay.
I loved them up until Permanent Waves, I think, was the last album I liked. Maybe Moving Pictures had a few songs. After that, they were garbage, and everything since then, where they went total techno pop. I think I mentioned when I bought Chinese Democracy, that was the most disappointed I'd ever been in something that I spent money on, until that Clockwork Angels from Rush, which was so awful that I listened to it one time and deleted all the songs from my that I paid for my iTunes because it was so bad. And that's when I saw him in concert the last time. That's when I went to the bathroom, is when they did anything from Clockwork Angels. So, there you go.
All right. I got to tell you about my friend Dr. Andrew Doe. He is basically, he's a hero, because for the longest time, if you had BPH, which is an enlarged prostate, which means you might be peeing at night, you've got difficulty starting, you're peeing too often. Well, if you're diagnosed with a non-cancerous enlarged prostate, for the longest time you had to have surgery. And surgery was like drills and stitches and really horrible, horrible things. And then the hero, Dr. Andrew Doe, came around, and he's the first doctor in Houston to do a procedure called PAE. It's a non-surgical, minimally invasive procedure, uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate, and it's an outpatient procedure. You're in and out in a few hours, and it's done right there in their office. Nobody in Houston has done as many of these procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want. He's a great guy. I met him. I would trust him with my enlarged prostate if I had one. PAE is also covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today. 832-860-4618. That's 832-860-4618. Or check them out at choosepae.com. Like I love it now, maybe not. I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't stop, oh, yeah. Won't stop, oh, yeah. Never stop. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, there's a couple bands that I didn't even realize were Canadian. I was looking at this Canadian band list. Like Anvil. I didn't know they were Canadian.
What's your favorite Anvil song?
I can't remember.
I don't have one.
Mahogany Rush is probably not one you ever heard of. I'd seen them.
They're like Rush, but made of wooden people.
Frank Marino was the guitarist for them. They were fantastic. But April Wine, I mentioned. Triumph, Canadian.
These bands all suck.
Loverboy, Canadian. Triumph didn't suck. Triumph was pretty good. And I will not hear...
Canadian rock band list is way more embarrassing than American.
Well, I mean, American's embarrassing, let's be honest. I mean, if we're going to put Nirvana number one...
But I would also say American rock band's probably second best behind Britain.
I'd have to go look. Probably true.
The problem is almost any great rock band you think of, they're probably British.
They're British, yeah.
And then you can sift through the rest.
Bachman Turner Overdrive was Canadian. So was Steppenwolf.
Oh, really?
Did not know that.
Well, no.
So there you go.
Bigger hit for Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild or Magic Carpet Ride?
Born to Be Wild, I think.
Which one has more plays, Aaron?
Born to Be Wild is sitting at 227 million.
Wow.
Magic Carpet Ride, 115 million.
Fred was right. Look at you, Fred. You're all over it.
Mm. Know my Steppenwolf.
How you like that beer?
That beer is fantastic.
Aaron, you good in
there?
Unbelievable. Not bad, huh? That's Weathered Souls. We had Marcus on a couple weeks ago. They ended up with over 900 breweries on that Black is Beautiful thing. So they're going to stop. You'll see those start popping up at local breweries here this month.
And 281, you've just gotten your last text that's ever going to get on the show with that attitude. So sorry. See you.
Uh-oh. Is that Rush guy?
Yeah. Yeah. he's off his meds or something. So you can text all you want. It's just never getting read again.
Juggalo Trey said Arcade Fire is the best Canadian
band. Any music conversation that starts with Juggalo Trey says, stop it right there.
What?
Stop it
right there. You think he has poor musical taste?
No, Trey, I love Trey to death. I think Trey would be a huge star at our rock station. Trey has the worst musical taste of any human being that's ever lived.
Trey does think Oasis is a better band than the Beatles.
And you can stop right there.
And it's funny because I actually like Oasis. I think they're a good band. But when you say they're better than the Beatles or like they're the greatest rock band ever, it's like, oh, that's tough for me.
He tweeted out one thing of the worst cover songs of all time, and it was literally 8 of the 10 best cover songs of all time. I love you, Trey. Please keep your musical opinions to yourself. That leads us perfectly into stupid stuff.
Oh. Is the show over?
Yeah, it's the last segment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Stupid stuff
we've said
this week.
Want to talk a little sport?
No.
Okay. Because I'm with Fred, I like to wear a mask. I can cover my face, and I think it looks better. I literally have a reason to look like a secret agent or some kind of military operative or ninja. Yeah, man, I look like a fat ninja with my mask. I like that. Bill Gardner, KVILKLLSKNUS.
No. And I haven't heard of any of those stations.
I've heard of three of the stations.
I like that he only named three. You've heard of all three of those?
No, I've heard of two. I haven't heard of KNUS. I've heard of KVIL.
I think that's Canis.
Yeah, they call it the anus.
The Canis.
Yeah. It was a pop culture phenomenon. So Heath Ledger's best role is Brokeback Mountain, sir. Disagree. He was great in it, but I'm going to go with Joker, period. The role killed him. You know? Okay, that's probably two in a... So what are we up to, four?
Back to back.
651. Hoffman should definitely be in the Hall of Fame. Ken has done great work.
You, sir, can go to hell.
432 says we need to get one of those alien translation machines like on the movie Mars.
That's a babblefish, right?
Yeah, we're going to get a babblefish.
There's actually a babblefish flu coming.
Probably.
So we'll be able to understand aliens, but we'll all die from the flu.
Yeah, because it's going to cause a disease that gets into our brain and kills us. So I know there's billionaires out there listening to the show, because we've got about 7,000 billionaires in this city. $1 million is nothing to you. That's not even a pinky in your butt.
Yeah, I got... Okay, that's one way to put it.
I mean, you're not going to feel a thing. Apparently, your buddy, the Arkansas milkman, apparently got engaged.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that was setting you up for...
I got nothing. I'm not going to get in on that guy's family. Good for him.
All right, you're no fun.
I mean, what am I, an a-hole? I don't talk... I mean...
Yes, you are.
Are you kidding me? Not about...
That's your whole thing!
No, I never
That's your
go
whole
in.
Thing!
I never go in on people's family.
Well, you didn't have to. You could just talk about how excited you were and all, and this coolest thing ever.
No. Let the dude get married.
You could have just done the voice about how excited you were and you can't wait and all that, and people would have laughed. It would have been great. Instead, oh, no, I'm not going to go in. What has happened to you?
That when he goes to put the ring on, he doesn't fumble it.
Okay, see, there you go. This is not a big raccoon. He's fairly young, but I don't want him around.
Yeah, shoot him. They're varmint. They're pests.
Maybe I'll pepper spray him.
No, that's cruel.
Why is that cruel?
It's better to just kill it.
Why is that cruel?
Because a blind raccoon, you think that's cool?
It's not going to be blind forever. It wears off.
You don't know. You're not a raccoon ophthalmologist. Can we talk some sports for a minute?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
That's it.
This week.
Quite a bit from today. So you're saying we suck the rest of the week, Aaron? Is that the thing?
I mean, I only had like 4 days to use.
Only so. 4 days.
Yeah, but Tuesday was more
That's
of a serious 12 day.
12 hours of material.
I had a lot from yesterday and a lot from today. I had to weed out what was the best.
Okay.
And I wanted to.
So today, you're saying today was a good episode.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday and today, I could have made all of stupid stuff from just yesterday's show and today's show.
Well,
and I told Tyler this.
I've already forgotten yesterday's show, to be honest.
I told Tyler this. I wanted to make it and leave it open for stuff because I was like, I have a feeling something funny is going to happen today and at least one or two things are going to make it. And lo and behold, they did.
It worked out. Would you have forced stuff if it hadn't?
No. Okay. I had plenty of material.
Okay.
Mm. I think he's just trying to make us feel better.
I think so, too. But that's okay. I appreciate that. I've got a very frail ego,
yeah,
Fred.
Yeah, me too. And if he were being honest, I think he would say, you guys really weren't very funny for the first 3 days this week. And we did have one show. I don't remember what the hell we talked about, but it had nothing to do with anything for an entire show. It was pretty funny. That wasn't yesterday. That was either Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yesterday was Wednesday.
No. Jeez, that explains it. Well, I'm thinking it's Friday now, which it is for me. All right. Well, I'm going to be drunk until Monday. I think it's a plan. Aaron, good job, man. Enjoy your day off. Go drink some good beer.
Y'all too.
Hoffman?
I'll do the same.
Great job this week.
Thank you, sir.
I was pretty good, despite what today's texters had to say.
Said I was great, though, right?
No, they were all over you, too. But
damn.
I hope all of you guys have lousy weekends. The rest of you, I hope you kick ass. Till Monday, stay Rona-free, bitches.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!